Thank you for joining me again today as we come near the end of this summer series, God is Our Confidence. I'm glad you're here. We're in the Gospel according to John chapter 21, and we're watching as Jesus Christ restores confidence to his apostle Peter. This is confidence that was lost when Peter sinned by denying that he ever even knew the Lord three times. There are two more verses that you will find fascinating here in John 21, and that's verses 18 through 19. I am going to read these and comment on them. And I do all of this in the context of speaking with you about how confidence is reliance on Christ. We are confident people only in as far as we are in Christ Jesus, because he is the source of all true, genuine, and lasting confidence. And so let me read to you John chapter 21, verses 18 through 19. And remember, these are the words of Jesus to Peter. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this, Jesus said, signifying by what kind of death Peter would glorify God. And when Jesus had spoken this, he said to Peter, "Follow me." What is Jesus telling Peter here? Jesus is being predictive, or Jesus is making a prophetic statement about how Peter will die. Remember, Jesus is God in human form, so Jesus knows all things. The same is true for us. God knows all things, and so God knows when we will be born, and God knows when we will die. You and I did not know when we would be born, and we do not know when we will die, and how we will die. That would be like a somewhat morbid conversation we used to have as teenagers around the campfire at summer camp so many years ago. If you knew when you were going to die, how would that change your life now? Or if you could choose how to die, what would you choose and why? We used to sit around for hours discussing that. Now, don't worry. It's not that we wanted to die. It was just something to think and talk about. Well, here, Peter finds out exactly what kind of death he is sometime in the future going to experience. And what Jesus says so plainly to Peter is that Peter will be martyred for the Lord. Peter is going to die because of his faith in the Lord and because he serves the Lord. And I'm telling you up front that history proves this to be true. Peter was crucified dead sometime between 67 through 68 AD. And did you know that he was crucified upside down? And why upside down? It's because Peter did not think he was worthy to be crucified in the same way as Jesus. So because Peter witnessed Jesus being crucified right side up, he then chose to be killed in the opposite direction. We all, like Peter, are not worthy of our Lord. Jesus is perfect. We are imperfect. Jesus is without sin. Jesus never, ever sinned. We are sinners through and through. Jesus deserves all honor, praise, and glory. We deserve none of that. And yet, in his unfathomable love and mercy, Jesus forgives us of our sins and makes us worthy before holy and righteous God when we put our faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Peter is teaching all of us as believers in Jesus a crucial lesson. Humble yourself and magnify the Lord. Let's take no glory for ourselves, even in death, but rather be quick to give all the glory to God. And Peter felt so strongly about this that when it came time for him to be martyred for Jesus, he was killed upside down. Well, Peter knew how he would die about 40 years prior when Jesus spoke these words to him. The text says this plainly in verse 19. Now this Jesus said, signifying by what kind of death Peter would glorify God. And sure enough, Jesus said that that is how Peter would die, and that is exactly how Peter died. And so let me pause here and ask a question. Do you think this gave Peter confidence? Do you think Peter was less confident or more confident because Jesus said this to him? Some of you might put yourself in Peter's sandals and imagine how you would react. And I could imagine two responses. One is less confident, because you're thinking, I would not want to be told in advance that I'm going to die for Christ. I'm a worrier, and so that would hang over my head every day for the rest of my life. Or you may say the opposite, more confident, because you're thinking that you'd rather know than not know, and what an honor to die for Jesus. Plus, now there's no guesses as to how I leave this troubled world. So we would have some votes for less confident, and we would have some votes for more confident, or maybe you're kind of on the line, you could go either way. Well, let's see if we get any clue from the Bible how Peter felt, and what better place to turn than to the very letters that Peter himself wrote to his fellow Christians. Yesterday we read from one, and today another. Let me read to you 1 Peter 4, verses 14 through 16. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. These are the very words of Peter, now almost 40 years later, in 1 Peter 4, verses 14 through 16. Now let me make some brief comments here, because if I am not careful, I'll plunge as deep down into an exposition of these verses, and we'll be here all week. Oh, the Bible is so rich. I love it. What's Peter's attitude about having been told in John 21 by Jesus that he will be martyred? His attitude is that he's blessed, he is not ashamed, and he is glorifying God. Furthermore, he believes the Spirit of glory and of God rests on him. By being blessed, Peter means that when Peter suffers for Christ, God approves. God approves of the person who is suffering and is even killed because of their service to Jesus Christ. Wow, this is a very important insight into the Scripture. God approves of those who give their lives for Christ. And Peter is not ashamed. He has nothing to be ashamed of. The world tries hard to shame the Christian, but with God's approval, why would we be ashamed? Since God approves of us through Christ, we do not accept how unbelievers try to shame us. And Peter is glorifying God. The way Peter sees it, it's an honor to die for Christ, because somehow through his death, God will be glorified, honored, and worshiped, and that is the mission of every Christian. We will endure hardships, yes, even physical death, but if through our circumstances people are drawn in worship to God, then it's worth every ounce of suffering that we endure. Our lives, and perhaps like Peter, our deaths, are meant to bring glory to God. And then this magnificent phrase, the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. That comes right at the end of 1 Peter 4, verse 14. Again, in short, and with my eye on the time, the Spirit here is the Holy Spirit, and he is glorious. He is the illuminating light of God, and he rests where? The Holy Spirit, the glory of God, rests on you. The suffering Christian, the persecuted Christian, and the Christian who will die because of his or her dedicated affiliation with Jesus, the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you, says Peter. Amazing. Now remember, this is Peter's view of how he feels about the kind of death that he will himself experience based on Jesus' prophecy back in John 21, verses 18 through 19. And so now, having read Peter's words, let me ask again. Do you think Peter was less confident or more confident because Jesus said this to him? Let me give you my answer. In John 21, when Jesus told Peter how Peter would die, I think that greatly increased Peter's confidence. The words of Jesus greatly increased Peter's confidence because it meant that despite Peter's sin of denial, Jesus had fully forgiven him and had ordained him to be a man who would spread the good news about Jesus everywhere he went. That he would establish and lead the church, and that because of this, Peter would die in the same manner that Jesus himself died. My friends, this is a huge boost of confidence for Peter. There's really no other way to read this, in my opinion. And how might these texts, John 21 and 1 Peter 4, give you confidence today? Well, I would leave the application up to the Holy Spirit, this glorious Spirit, to give to you, Christians. As you hear the Word of God spoken, and as you read it later on your own, you as a Christian person will hear the Holy Spirit speak to you, and He will make clear to you how you should respond to these passages. I really believe that. But let me tell you how the Spirit has made sense of this for my life. I've learned from Peter's response to Jesus and from the words of Jesus himself that God knows my future perfectly, that God himself has preordained it, and that however I die, if I'm living for Jesus, if I am proclaiming him, witnessing for him, and pressing on into greater spiritual maturity in Christ, then I have nothing to worry about. Nothing. My future, yes, even my death, is secure in Christ. I feel confident because my life and death can be useful for bringing glory to God. I will be blessed, I will not be ashamed, and I will glorify God. Furthermore, the Spirit of glory and of God rests on me. Yes, this gives me great confidence. Now, those are some precious promises. You see, my confidence is not in self-confidence. My confidence is in reliance on Christ. I hope this is helpful and encouraging to you. If so, would you mind writing to me today so we can discuss it? Just send me an email as this broadcast comes to a conclusion. My email address will be given to you in just a moment. So write to me today, and then come back tomorrow. I'll be here at this exact same time in just 24 hours, and we will continue to learn together that God is our confidence right here on God Is.